and where. So they grew to be such friends with it that, before lying down in their beds, they always looked out once again to bid it good night. And when they were turning round to sleep, they used to say, "God bless the star." But while she was still very young, oh, very, very young, the sister drooped and came to be so weak that she could no longer stand in the window at night. And then the child looked sadly out by himself, and when he saw the star, turned round and said to the patient pale face on the bed, "I see the star." And then a smile would come upon the face, and a little weak voice used to say, "God bless my brother and the star." And so the time came all too soon when the child looked out alone. And when there was no face on the bed, and when there was a little grave among the graves not there before, and when the star made long rays down towards him as he saw it through his tears, now these rays were so bright, and they seemed to make such a shining way from earth to heaven, that when the child went to his solitary bed, he dreamed about the star, and dreamed that lying where he